Hangot, Yevot po, Yevot Prince po. Amen. We hear in today's gospel reading a very moving miracle of Christ healing a paralytic. And for a moment, I want us to imagine being in the paralytic's position and seeing this miracle from his point of view. We don't know his backstory. We don't know how he became a paralytic. If he was born that way, paralyzed from birth, or if he had this happen to him later on in life. But most probably, he has already given up hope of being healed. He probably hears that Christ is coming to town and is in town, and this may be his only opportunity to be healed. So he gets his friends together, four of them, and this is a whole other issue. How does a paralytic in Christ's time have friends? Very unusual. But he has four of them, and he collects them, or maybe they come to him and say, this guy's in town, we can take you to be healed. And they take him. And he probably is thinking, I'm finally going to have this opportunity to be healed. And he comes to the door or to the house and he sees that it is blocked because of the multitude and he can't get in. And again, he becomes depressed. Again, he loses hope of being healed. Now, we don't know. Are the friends the ones that convince him? Or does he say to his friends, but they decide to climb up onto the roof, take it apart, and then they lower him down. And the gospel says, Christ, seeing their faith, heals him and makes him whole. It's probably not noticeable, but this miracle happens every day throughout the world in our lives. The only difference is the characters change, the places are different, and the problems are different too. But the result is always the same. A miracle takes place. We've all been able to relate to the paralytic, whether we realize it or not. But we all are able to relate to the paralytic because there have always been times in our lives when we are unable to help ourselves. Times when we are dependent upon others. We don't like that feeling, but it is a reality. And we have these people in our lives. They can be friends, they can be family members and loved ones, they can be other faithful in the community. But these are the people who bring us or take us to God. I said in our meeting, I don't know if this word exists, but I'm making it up if it doesn't. Asvat Adal. Asfaz, God, and God, to take, damim. Someone who takes someone else to God. These types of people are needed in our lives. Christians are not islands unto themselves, but they belong to a community, and they work together. And these people are the ones that help break down barriers that prevent us from coming to Christ and reaching God. These people can be clergymen, they can be relatives, they can be spouses, they can be other family members and friends, and they can even be random people that we meet on the street. How often have we come in contact with people when we're at the store or somewhere else who talk to us about Christ and bring us closer and make us realize God is present in our lives? There are barriers that exist in this world that prevent us from believing in God, that prevent us from having faith. And these barriers are not always physical, like in today's gospel reading, where that barrier was the people and the roof. But very often in our lives today, those barriers are spiritual and mental. We hear this often. It's all up here. And these barriers will prevent us from believing in God. They will make us doubt our faith, and they will make us start to regret this life of Christianity that we have chosen. A perfect example of this is a tragedy that can occur in our lives. And it can be a huge tragedy, or it can be such a small tragedy, but a tragedy nonetheless. And this will help destroy our faith if we let it affect us. And Satan knows this, and he uses it against us. We only need to look not very far, unfortunately, in this world to see the tragedies that have occurred. In the United States, civil unrest that happens. In Armenia, threats of war with Azerbaijan. And in Beirut, an explosion that could have been avoided. All of these things are tragedies that, if we do not realize, can help destroy our faith. These barriers prevent us from believing fully in God and prevent us from truly trusting in His power. But God also can take these tragedies, He can take these barriers and make them into such a way that His name is still glorified. We look throughout the Gospels and throughout the Bible, and this happens time after time. And it happens at usually the worst time possible. In the darkest hour is when miracles take place. We look at the Jews as they escape from Egypt. They flee from Egypt, finally in freedom, and they're in the desert, and they're about to, and they get to the Red Sea. And what happens then? But Pharaoh and all his forces are coming down in their chariots to destroy them. And the question is, what do the Jews do? They begin to doubt. And they turn to Moses and they say, Moses, was there not enough land in Egypt to bury us that you brought us out to the desert to be destroyed and buried? And it is then that Moses, through God's infinite power, opens and parts the Red Sea. A miracle. And the Jews walk through at the darkest hour of their time. For the disciples at Christ's crucifixion, the darkest hour of their ministry, they see their Lord and Savior, who had performed miracles for 3 years, beaten, tortured, and hung on a cross to die, and dies. And what do? They run away, scared, afraid, all but one. Run away scared and afraid. And yet, 3 days later, in hiding still they are, they hear the news of Christ's resurrection. Even in Armenian history, we have this. At the darkest hour, miracles take place. St. Gregory the Illuminator. St. Gregory the Illuminator, after being tortured and thrown into a pit for 13, 14 years, and the king being possessed by a demon, the people are probably wondering and asking, what are we going to do about this? How is anything going to get better? Not even Christian yet. And yet, St. Gregory comes out of the pit, heals the king, and a miracle takes place. Every time we are in our darkest moments, miracles happen. We need to only open our eyes. I believe that great miracles await our nation here in the United States, in Armenia, and to the people of Lebanon. I believe that these tragedies and these barriers that have happened and are designed to disrupt and destroy our faith are going to be opportunities for God's name to be glorified and praised. But most importantly, I believe that each of us are commissioned, just like those four friends, to bring others to Christ. I believe that we are put on this world, in this world, to encourage others, to give them faith, and to say, it's not over. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And I know, we will say to these people, I know that it is bad, it is horrible, it is destructive what is happening. But don't lose faith. Just as Christ said every time in the Gospels to his disciples, don't lose faith. you of little faith, have faith, because I promise you a miracle will take place. Because it has, and it happens every day in our lives. We only need to open our eyes